Ghost Corps. The Prayer Rug of Nana Sahib. A story of freelance diplomacy, intrigue, and mystery in the Far East. At an auction in the Khan El Khalili, K.C. Smith, Ghost Corps operative, buys a curious prayer rug by overbidding Ram Das, a mysterious Hindu. Later in his apartment in the Hotel du Nil, K.C. and his chief, C.D. Baker, become convinced that the strange pattern of the rug conceals a map. Ram Das presents himself with an offer to purchase the rug, which K.C. refuses. Overpowered by followers of the Hindu, Ali is taken to a house in the native quarter. Ram Das steals the prayer rug, follows his men to their rendezvous, where Ali overhears them discussing plans for an immediate departure. Ali escapes, returns to the hotel, and upon awakening K.C. from a drugged sleep, tells K.C. what he has heard. He further astounds him by relating the legend of Nana Sahib's prayer rug. Believing the stolen rug and the one of the legend to be the same, K.C. decides to follow Ram Das to India. Arriving in Alexandria by plane, we find K.C. and Ali in their rooms in the Majestic Hotel, impatiently awaiting the arrival of his fellow American, Don Grant, a Ghost Corps operative stationed in Alexandria.
If Ram Das and his men made the trip down by train as they planned, we're ahead of them, Ali.
Which would save us a long chase to Kundra if we can stop them here.
Right. Better go over at the railway station and wait for that Cairo train. It's due in half an hour. See if they're on that one. I'll wait here for Grant.
Very well, Cassie.
There's Grant now. Come in, Grant. Well, what do you want?
I come talkie-talkie, master.
A Chinese, Cassie?
We have several in the corps. Don't know of any down here, though. Keep your eyes open. What name belong you, boy?
My Hip Lee. I come from Master Grant.
From Grant, eh? Oh, come in, Lee. How fashion you want to talkie-talkie me?
You may dispense with the pigeon, honorable sir. I bring word from my master regarding the plane he has chartered for you.
You're a member of the, you're a member of our organization?
I am the voice from the grave and cast no shadow.
A voice from the grave, eh? Your number?
K... 21.
K21. And your message?
I come to warn you. The plane you have chartered is being watched by followers of Ram Das.
So, fast and clever work, eh, Ollie?
I can see.
If you take that plane, your description will precede you to Karachi.
Naturally. Anything else?
I have a plane ready and waiting at the opposite end of the city. I am a pilot. And I am to fly you to Karachi.
Fine, fine. Grant certainly is on the job. When do we leave?
When you are ready.
Right. Oh, by the way, why didn't Grant come himself?
He is being watched and did not wish to lead certain men to this hotel.
I see. Hoshai Kaima?
Chinese, master. Grant did not tell me you spoke our language.
He should have. For your sake, my friend. Get him, Ali. All right, Ali, all right. Now, Mr. Hip Lee, we'll get down to business. Your pigeon English is passable, but your makeup's lousy. You don't even understand Cantonese, and you're not a member of the Ghost Corps. You don't know the formula. Who are you?
Okay, I'm no chink, and I'm not a member of your gang. So what? You're doing the talking.
Who hired you to lead us on this wild goose chase?
Try and find out.
Where's Grant?
Never heard of him.
Ever spend any time in an Arab jail?
Hey, you can't do that to me.
Grant! Great Scott, man, what happened to you? You look as though you'd tangled with a buzzsaw.
Yeah, a little argument with Saigon Charlie and his gang.
Well,
hey, that bird. Where'd you get him, Casey?
Why, he...
Say, I'm going to take a poke at him just for luck.
Take it easy, Don. Apparently you know this gentleman.
One of Saigon Charlie's gang. A bum that picks up odd jobs. Dirty jobs at a price. His name is Hip Lee.
Hip Lee, eh? I see. Accept my apologies, Mr. Hip Lee, for my doubtful reception of your name.
Oh, nuts.
Yes. But you, Don, how the devil did you let him get you down?
I must have been asleep. I got your wire around 4 this morning. Went out and chartered a plane, as you directed. On my way back, this tramp and a half a dozen others jumped me in the dark. They locked me up in one of Sagon Charlie's back rooms in his waterfront gin mill. I had to tear the joint down to get out.
Well, I'm sorry I missed the excitement. What happened to Sagon Charlie?
He and half his crowd are in the hospital, the rest in jail. They'll be out of circulation for the next 60 days.
That's a good idea. I think we'll let Ali turn our friend Mr. Hip Lee over to the native police. Make the charge...
Leave that to me. I'll see he's well taken care of. Your friend can take him down, and I'll follow up as soon as I've seen you off. I'll prefer charges.
All right. Oh, by the way, Don, this is Ali, my good friend and assistant. On the Corps' roster, he's G7. Grant Effendi, Ali.
Nebarak Yaban.
I'm glad to know you, Ali. Say, take this bird down and ask for Mustafa. Tell him to hold Hip Lee for me.
And don't forget the railway station on your way back, Ali.
Hearing is obeying, Kasi. And now, thou lying dog, come with Ali. One false move, thou scum of the gutter, and thy leg shall pay for it.
Ali will take care of him. Right now, he's hoping Hip Lee will try to get away. If he does, he'll end up in the hospital with Sagon Charlie.
Hey, what's it all about, Casey? You're not taking charge in Karachi.
Oh, no. No, the chief thinks I'm losing my grip. Need a vacation. I took him up.
K.C. Smith losing his grip and taking a vacation in India. It's a lousy story.
It's a good story, Don. Well, it's a matter of pride, or... maybe I'm accepting a challenge. Anyway, I'm following a mysterious Hindu to Karachi, unless we can stop him here.
Hindu, huh? Would he travel by plane?
From here to Karachi? Yes, possibly. Coming in on the 3 o'clock train this morning from Cairo. If he's on that train, Ollie will stop him.
Say, he doesn't happen to be a Gurkha, with one eyebrow missing and a queer cast
mark.
Hey,
Scott, Don, you know him?
Well, if he's your man, he's got the jump on you for several hours. I've seen him.
The jump on me? Impossible. Well, the train's not due for half an hour yet.
Look. When I went out to charter your ship, shortly after 4, a special job came in from Cairo with your friend as the only passenger. Why, Christopher?
Does it fit
anywhere? When I got to the airport, Sagon Charlie was there. He heard me charter the plane in your name. When your Hindu landed, he and Charlie had their heads together for 10 or 15 minutes. Charlie left, and the Hindu piled into another plane and took off right away.
Then he chartered that relay by wire from Cairo before he left there. Changed his plans all around. He left here when?
Oh, about 4:30.
Better than 8 hours ahead of me, eh?
Why didn't you tip me off in your wire? I'd have stopped him.
They almost stopped you, Don.
Yeah, the lice. But if you'd tipped me off, I'd have stayed awake, been prepared.
8 hours. And from Karachi, he'll probably take another plane to Delhi, Lucknow, or Patna. What kind of ship did you get for me?
A Handley Page. She's fast.
Good. Here, you take my bag. I'll take Ollie's, and we'll pick him up at the railway station. Come on, let's go. Your friend Hipley knew all about your chartering the plane for me. Came at me with a tale about us being watched. Hey, what do you think, Don? Probably is, eh?
Yeah, it would have been, you mean, if Charlie and half his crew weren't in the hospital and the rest in jail. I helped that much anyway.
Right, I'd forgotten. Hey, hold that taxi, I'm out. Yeah, the railway station first, then the Dikala Airport. Get in, Don.
Hey, hold it. Here comes your man, Ollie.
Oh, hurry it up, Ollie. I've got your bag.
The two men arrived by train, Kasi, without Ram Dass.
I know. Get in, Ollie.
Hi, Kasi.
All right, Hamal. The Dikala Airport and fast.
Ram Dass changed his plans, Ali. Came down to Cairo by plane and relayed out early this morning. He's ahead of us by about 8 hours. Our plane's ready, Don?
Chartered for 2 p.m. They'll be warming her up. It's after 1 now.
2,500 miles airline to Karachi. 18 hours. Well, with good weather and luck, we ought to land there at about 7 tomorrow morning.
The Handley Page is fast, Casey. 200 miles cruising speed. You ought to pick up some time on the way. You took care of Hipley, Ollie?
Mustafa Bey, O Effendi, is a man of great intelligence and remarkably quick understanding.
He is? Mustafa will hold that bird till he rots if I forget to show up.
Hmm. Too bad we haven't time to find a nice secluded spot for those two men around that.
I took the precaution to point them out to the native police at the railway station. I believe they will be held with the men Hipley or Grant Effendi.
Good work, good work.
You don't miss any bets, do you, Ollie? How long are you going to be gone, Casey?
Well, Baker gave us 60 days leave. If we're not back by then, you can turn down two empty glasses and take both our names off the Ghost Corps roster. Well, here we are.
And there's your ship warming up.
Cassie, look. Is that not a sergeant and constable of Colonial Police there beside the plane?
Where?
Oh. I wonder what they're doing here.
Coming directly toward us as though they had something important on their minds.
That's funny. They seem interested in us. New men, too. I don't remember seeing either of them before.
No? Well, here they come. And there's only one way for us to find out, Grant. Come on.